Vibery Audiobooks presents Appetite for Dysfunction, A Cautionary Tale by Vicki Hamilton, read by Vicki Hamilton. Introduction by Bobby Dahl. Hollywood in the 80s was a city notorious for broken dreams and infamous for fame. When it came to working with record companies and their respective A&R departments, Vicki Hamilton was way ahead of the curve in finding and working with many of the up-and-coming bands on the Sunset Strip. No one had their finger more on the pulse of the L.A. music scene than she did. With the odds of success in the music industry about the same as winning the lottery, Vicki had the eyes, ears, and foresight to believe in and work with at least three of the bands from their genre that went on to iconic status, including Motley Crue, Poison, and Guns N' Roses. Vicki was and still is a true friend to me, and to most of those who appreciated her help, work ethic, and drive. She fought to secure fame and fortune for many in those early days, and I, for one, can honestly say my life was and continues to be truly blessed by her involvement in it. Bobby Dahl, Poison. Dedication to Robbie Quine, who has seen me at my worst and inspired my best. Our relationship has given me love, faith, trust, and sobriety. Thank you for helping me become the woman you always knew I could be. You are a forever friend. And to Iris Berry, who made me believe this book was possible and guided me through the process with loving care. Iris, you made me believe I could do this. Thank you. Forward. Me, myself, and Iris. From the time I was a little girl, and probably for the rest of my life, I have worked and continue to work relentlessly towards a career in the entertainment industry. Most of the work has been in music, but I have dabbled in nearly all things entertainment and aesthetic. I have always wanted to touch the heart and soul of art creators and somehow be their muse, lifting their art form to the highest level. I have had a lot of success inspiring others. As I grow older and perhaps wiser, I am now working tirelessly to inspire myself. Stepping out of the shadows and developing art and entertainment that I want to see and hear and stop worrying about whether or not it will reach a mainstream audience. Hence, this book. Most books written about the music business by women are love affair tell-alls. Iris Berry, my longtime friend, fellow writer, and publisher, encouraged me to write a tell-all, but a tell-all about myself and my experiences in the music business. In the following pages, I have written my truth as an industry insider. Trust me when I say I made my own choices. I don't have any regrets for any decisions and/or sacrifices that I made along the way. I've always searched for the truth, and I think I owe it to all of you, the music fans and future industry executives, to connect the dots and be real about it in the process. For the past 35 years, I have discovered, developed, and mentored Hollywood's most popular bad boy bands, worked in a mostly male-dominated field, and took the heat all along the way. I want to thank Iris for standing by me and encouraging me to keep moving forward in my truth, sobriety, and faith. Without her, this book might have been just another pipe dream. So what's inside this book? My story. I moved to Los Angeles from Fort Wayne, Indiana when I was 21. By the time I was 35, I had managed some of the world's greatest rock bands, Guns N' Roses, Poison, Faster Pussycat, to name a few, and I still manage bands today. Early in my management career, I was consulting for Motley Crue and Stryper, both in the beginning of their careers. Motley Crue was the first band I worked that went on from being a local bar band to worldwide fame. Once I experienced this transformation firsthand, it became like a drug that I never wanted to stop taking. We all know how that goes. Always chasing the first hit. How did I pick these bands that would eventually reach triple platinum success, if not more? I really can't say. It was just something that I knew.